You know what's crazy about anxiety? Everything that actually works feels completely wrong. Like doing absolutely nothing when you're panicking, or letting yourself feel worse to get better. Sounds backwards, right? But here's the thing. After working with thousands of anxiety clients, I've discovered 14 weird anxiety hacks that sound totally wrong, but are scientifically proven to work. And I have to warn you, some of these might challenge everything you believe about anxiety. So stick with me, because hack number 7 specifically changed my entire perspective on healing. So let's dive in. Hack number 1, feel every emotion all the way through. Here's what most people get wrong. They try to stop emotions. They try to control them, push them down. But that's like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. Eventually, it explodes up with even more force. Instead, try this. Don't analyze, don't fight it, just feel it completely. It's counterintuitive, but feeling your emotions in its entirety is what allows you to finally release it. Remember, emotions are just energy in motion. When you block it, it gets stuck in your body. When you embrace them, they pass right through you. Hack number 2 is crucial, which is letting go of judgments around your thoughts and emotions. This one is a wild one. The more you judge a thought or an emotion, the more it sticks around. Think of it like this. Curiosity is freedom, but desperation, that's like glue. When you stop making thoughts personal, they begin to lose their power over you. Hack number 3, you are not your thoughts. You're the awareness behind your thoughts. This isn't some woo-woo concept. It's neuroscience. When you believe every thought, you suffer. When you watch them pass like clouds, you heal. When you become identified with the thought, you give it more power. Hack number 4 helped me make the most progress. Once you've gotten everything ruled out, throw everything under the anxiety umbrella. Racing thoughts, brain fog, just toss it under the anxiety umbrella. This turns 20 problems into one problem. Instead of doing 20 things to fix your symptoms, you just need to remember that it's all anxiety. Hack number 5 is game changing, which is stop coping and start expanding. Here's why this matters. Coping is survival mode, but building your capacity, that's your superpower. The more you build capacity to feel, the less you fear your feelings. Hack number 6, anxiety isn't a life sentence. It's a signal. It's not proof that something's wrong. It's proof that something wants to heal. This one perspective shifts everything. Sometimes the solution is just to leave it alone and let it heal in the background. Hack number 7, this is one that changed everything for me, which is get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Recovery isn't about feeling good all the time. It's about getting good at feeling. The freedom you want, it's waiting behind the discomfort you avoid. Now, before we continue with the next 7 hacks, I need to pause for a second, because if these first 7 hacks are resonating with you, if you're ready to go deeper into real anxiety recovery, I wrote something special for you. It's called Fearless, a proven way to heal anxiety, panic, and a highly sensitive nervous system. And the best part, it is absolutely free. It's not just another just breathe guide. It's the exact protocol I use to help heal my anxiety and the same approach that we've used to help thousands of members break free from anxiety. And it's yours completely for free. Just click the link down below, or if you're on a mobile device, tap the arrow pointing down and download your copy of Fearless right now. Okay, let's dive back into hack 8, because this one might completely change how you view anxiety. Treat anxiety like background noise. The goal isn't silence. It's indifference, like traffic outside your window. It's there, but you don't need to react to it. Hack number 9 is controversial, but it's incredibly powerful, which is stop asking, why am I feeling like this? That question keeps you stuck. Instead, tell yourself this. This is happening. How do I respond from my power? Hack number 10. Seems backwards, but an anxiety disorder is actually a doing disorder. When you're compulsively doing something to fix your anxiety, your symptoms, you're indirectly causing your symptoms to stay alive. Trying to feel better reinforces that you're not okay. The healing starts when you stop trying to fix it. Hack number 11 is science-based. Desensitization beats motivation every time. You don't need more pep talks. You need nervous system exposure. Small doses of facing life, that's what brings real healing. Hack number 12 brought me so much peace. anxiety recovery isn't linear. It's a spiral. Those setbacks you fear, they're not failures. They're integration points. You spiral upward when you stop trying to fight the dips. Now, hack number 13 might trigger you, which is victimhood is sneaky. Most people don't even realize they're living from this perspective that life is happening to me. Recovery starts to shift when you change your perspective from life is happening to me, which is life is happening through me. And eventually, life is happening for me. And hack number 14 is so crucial, which is you don't have to heal to live. You heal by living. The world teaches us that you need to heal first, then you live. But the truth is, go live your life. The healing will catch up. If this helps, hit that like button and subscribe for more anxiety truth bombs. Don't forget to grab your free copy of the Fearless ebook in the description below. Let me know in the comments what was your biggest takeaway. And if you're ready to focus on long-term freedom, make sure to subscribe, and there's resources down below. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next video.